order on December 16th, 2017. Members of the board are present, media has been notified, please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Need a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the agenda. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Approval of the vouchers of the general fund of 50038 to 50095, 50115, 50119, and ambulance fund of 1731 to 1733.
So moved for approval.
I'll second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the vouchers. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Approval of the minutes of November 16th, 2017, special town board meeting.
So moved as read.
I'll second.
Motion been made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Approval of the minutes of the other November 16th, 2017, special town board meeting.
Aye. Move that they're approved as read.
I'll second.
Motion been made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Approval of the minutes of November 7th, 2017, special town board meeting.
So moved as read.
I'll second.
Motion been made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion carried. Treasurer's report.
We are just getting the tax bills out. I have one more day and then all be out, 3,750 of them. And they're going to start coming back. And in the regular account, we had a deposit, an ACH deposit of $18,852.98, which was revenue sharing. And other than that, nothing special. In the main general account, we have $764,140.67. And in the ambulance account, we have $488,700.00.
So move for approval for the treasurer's report.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the treasurer's report. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Item number 11, public comment on agenda items. Seeing none. Item number 12, discussion, possible action, solicit bids for new plow truck. This has been discussed at our budget workshop, budget hearing over the year. What I'd like to do is be able to solicit bids for a new dump truck for plow purposes. Pete has got a lot of the information together in which, what he'd be looking for. I guess it'd be good approval of the board so that we could post bids and specifications for that truck.
I'll make a motion for approval.
And I'll second.
Motion been made and seconded to authorize the road crew foreman, I guess, and myself to solicit bids for the new plow truck. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye, motion carried. Discussion, possible action, solicit bids for audit. This has come up at the annual meeting. We've budgeted for it, and now we should look for quotes to do it.
I'd move to authorize that.
I'll second.
Motion been made and seconded to solicit bids for the audit. Yes?
Can you explain, when you write bids for these audits, are there different kinds of audits or what?
I guess I couldn't tell you right now. We'd have to, I'll have to look into it. I would imagine it's typical audit of town ledgers and books, similar as the other towns have done in the area, who don't have elected treasurers, so.
Okay.
Okay, motion been made and seconded to solicit bids for an audit. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Item 14, appoint election board for 2018-2019 term. We have a list of those. I don't know if you want me to read them.
Does anybody have a copy that needs one? Who they are?
If you got an extra copy?
Yeah, we've got them. I can go through them real quick. For the Democratic side, we've got Roberta Gast, Kay Hoff, Janet Konopecky, Colette Welch as the chief inspector, Leanne White, Daryl Hanson, Ida Snow, Lisa Lesur. On the Republican side, we got Marilyn Fittiman, chief inspector, Janet Bailey, Shirley Picaro, chief inspector, Ruth McEnroe, Diane Losi, Holly Schwartz, Chuck Schaus, Charles Schaus. Also, Eileen Napoli, chief inspector, Dean Hall, Janet Bickelhoff, Donna Sharzek. I always pronounce her name wrong.
Zarek.
Zarek. Chief inspector, registration clerks, Terry White. Rate of pay is $10 an hour for a chief election inspector, $9 per hour for all others. Town provides a lunch.
We need a motion on that?
Yep, I'll need a motion to.
I'll move for the appointments to be recognized.
I'll have to abstain on this one.
I'll second that. Motion been made and seconded to approve the election board. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Item 15, discussion, possible action, request for Minocqua Library funding referendum to be placed on spring ballot. I got a letter from Bob Hansen regarding this, so I'll let Bob kind of explain things.
Now, this is, there's been some diverse opinion on this from people that I've talked to in the community. And my thought was that we should put this up to a referendum so that the people can have a say in this and we can get a better feel for what public opinion is on it. I think this is not something that should commit us to a level of funding, okay? It's just whether or not, the question would be whether or not we want to contribute to the Minocqua Library. And yeah, I think there's still an open question there as to what we're going to do with the Lac de Flambeau Library. I think that that needs to be dealt with at some point too. We need a lot of improvement there, but the immediate question that's been put before us by the town of Minocqua is whether or not we want to contribute to their library, because many people apparently from Lac de Flambeau do use that library. And I'm not comfortable voting on that sort of a decision without having some input from the electorate. I think people need to have input on that. That's why I brought it up as a resolution to be put on the ballot for the spring election.
Chris?
This is the first I'm aware of this. So if somebody's looking for my vote today, it's going to be no. I mean, usually resolutions that come before this committee are put together in an effort through discussion from the three-member board. So I guess I would have to seriously have some thought and reflect with some of the constituents before I'd be willing to make any decisions on behalf of whether we're going to fund the Minocqua Town Library. I was present at the budget hearing or workshop when the Town of Lac de Flambeau's representatives were here from the library. There wasn't that much discussion. I didn't hear Mr. Hansen inquire that much about it. And now all of a sudden we're going to look at a referendum imposed on an election. At this time I'm not ready to make a commitment.
Well, if you don't, then we're making a decision de facto that we're going to have the board decide the issue. I just want the people to decide it.
I think we made the I was fully aware that the decision was made at the budget hearing when we decided to decline to fund the Minocqua Library. That was what I thought was the bottom line.
Well,
unless I misunderstood something.
That's true for this budget year, yes. Mm-hmm. But we're
And I don't have a problem, I don't have a problem standing on that side of the issue.
I'm just not sure. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Am I misunderstanding? I thought the referendum question was not, should we, I thought it was advisory. I didn't think that it makes anything obligatory. I thought it's just sort of like a survey.
I definitely would vote no if it was anything other than advisory.
It is phrased as an advisory referendum.
I'm just saying, this is the first I became aware of this today. And I already got a resolution in front of me.
It's only five lines to read.
I understand that.
It's a bit difficult.
But maybe I'd want to think about it a little bit.
Have we had other advisory referendums on spring ballots?
Well, yes, we know that. It was the ATV issue.
But then how did that one come about? What are the different ways you can get advisory referendums on?
The advisory referendum is put on the spring ballot by the board. And there's another way, and I'd have to read up on it. You got to have half of the people in the town sign a petition or something of that order. But typically, they're put on the spring ballot by the board.
And I would encourage this movement, if there's such a movement here. I'd like to see some signatures. I'd like to see some involvement from the people that hold interest in this. That would persuade me to take it to the level of putting it actually as a referendum, a legal referendum. That would be non-binding.
I'm not sure why it's a problem to ask people what they think.
Yeah, I guess in some
states. I don't understand either.
I thought Florida doesn't call it advisory referendum. I think they call it straw poll. So in essence, that's what it is. I guess I'm confused about, I don't think if people vote yes on the referendum, it means that they want to get money. Yes or no on whether they want it to be on a spring ballot. You know, I thought the question was, are you in agreement that the citizens might have an opportunity to be polled? I guess I thought that's what the question was, the way this is worded, even though the word advisory is not put on there, but I think they've always been advisory.
I think it is.
It is. You got advisory on that. No.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, my takeaway from what happened at the budget hearing is that there was no action taken in any way with respect to Mr. Russell's request. In fact, near the end of the discussion that you did have, it was mentioned by Mr. Meyer, quote, "We don't have to give you a nickel," unquote. And then after that, Mr. Russell said that as far as he's concerned, the number that was quoted is certainly open for discussion. And he was available to continue talking with you about that particular amount. And then he moved on to some other items in the budget.
Well, one of my concerns is we have unexpected incurred expenses this year. Mm-hmm. We don't have that much room in our budget without raising the levy above and beyond what the state allows. So everybody wants to spend $10,000 here, and they want to spend money there. And I'm just saying is my opinion was, if we're going to spend money on a library, I want to spend it in my own community. So that was the avenue that I wanted the electorate to go in, is let's figure out what we can do to our library so we're not needing to use the Minocqua Library.
I'm still confused. I did not think that was what the question was today. Is it very expensive? Is there another cost incurred to put this straw poll on the ballot?
They're not straw polls. That's Florida.
Advisory.
Most I've been to Florida is Disney World. No, they're referendum votes on here. What's being asked is that it be placed, that the board authorize a referendum on the spring election. That's what it says.
And is there a cost involved in doing
it? Yeah, there'd be additional election, you know.
Do you have any estimate?
In printing, I have no idea what it is.
I think it has to be filed, and it has to also be put in a paper, posted in
that,
the paper.
And
the wording has to be very, very specific.
Yeah. So Yeah, there are costs involved. I guess I don't have a dollar amount for you. Yes?
It seems to me that the current library in our town is not worth even maintaining. We're better off adding some money to the Minocqua Library, which we can all have access to either online or by transportation of some sort. That because they have access to the whole state of Wisconsin through their system, and our library is, I've been in there twice and I won't go back. It's not worth the effort.
Well, our library soon will have that access. They're getting the program to allow people access to get books throughout the state of Wisconsin, if that's what you're meaning. I guess my thoughts are I too would rather see spending money on our local library and improving it so that people use that library rather than having to travel all the way to Minocqua to use theirs. I mean, it's quite a distance for one thing, and also it's located right here in town where a good portion of the residents are able to get to it relatively easily.
When you come down to it, that's actually my opinion too. I would like to see the Flambeau Library improved rather than funding another library. But there is some diversity of opinion on this, and I'd like to get a feel for how the electorate feels about it. Because I don't, you know, I'm just not comfortable voting on that issue as a member of this board without knowing how the people of the community feel about it. That was my whole purpose in proposing that we put it on the ballot as an advisory referendum.
Yes, Kay.
Has Flambeau ever done a community survey on, you know, wide variety of topics? How do you feel about, you know, it's Canning Park, how do you feel about this or that? Have we ever, in the history of Flambeau, as far as you know, has there ever been a community survey done?
Yeah, they did the broadband survey. I guess
they put votes in the tax bill.
Yeah. We put notes in the tax bill in the past.
So that wasn't a real expensive...
it's expensive.
Well, it's a survey, not a referendum.
It's a survey, which you got to sign and send back. It's included in the printing and the postage.
But if we're concerned about the expense of putting an advisory referendum on the ballot, we now have that... that extra supervisor salary was budgeted. So do you, and what was that? Did you say it was something like $10,000? Does it cost $10,000 to put that advisory referendum on the ballot?
I told you, I have no idea.
What I mean, that sounds pretty high.
I guess what we're not looking at, I'm not looking at the cost of doing an advisory or, you know, a referendum. I'm looking at the $32,000 the Minocqua Library requested.
Yeah, but we don't know the outcome, and it's advisory anyway. You still don't ever have to vote for it.
I know we don't know the outcome, but they were asking for $32,000, and everybody says it's advisory. And then you have the referendum and said, well, yeah, it was advisory, but everybody wanted it. Now we want you to spend the money. Oh. I mean, it flips itself.
I see the concern.
Whichever direction you want to go. So what we have to, I think what we need to consider is, first of all, do we have the money to spend $30,000 giving it to the Minocqua Library, or do we want to look at ways to improve our library here in Lac de Flambeau, and that would be in funding it more and that type of thing.
Now that number, though, is really a red herring, because we're not looking for a commitment to any figure.
Yeah.
No.
Okay, so.
And if it's advisory, you don't have to do it. I mean, the advisory referendum with the ATV issue, as you recall, the board voted opposite because it wasn't statistically significant. So, I mean, regardless of what that advisory referendum says, you can still vote no. I just don't understand. I guess my concern is I don't understand the reluctance to put out an advisory referendum when you're not bound by the result. I just don't understand it. I'm sorry, but I just don't. You did not have to follow the ATV advisory referendum, and you know, you weren't
recalled or any such monkey business?
Yes.
Could you do both? If you're going to do it on the ballot and you're requesting how people feel about it, could that also include, would you rather invest more money in our library and put it on a yes-no vote if you're going to? I mean, people should know that our library is in need of more support. So that would bring up the awareness of the fact that either we're going to, you know, support Monaco or we're going to, as a town, support our own library.
And I think that takes me back to my original statement, was I just received this today. This is the first I'm aware of this. I said I would vote no on this because I haven't had time to think about it or make the proper decision yet. So what I'm saying is for us, for me personally, to make a decision on behalf of this today, I said it's not going to happen. I need time to think about it. I need to talk to some other people about it. I would also like to talk to Greg Harold, our clerk counsel, about it. I want to know that all the parameters, and if we do make a decision and make a commitment, that it's the right decision. As far as whether or not having a referendum would make a difference, yes, it would. And I don't have a problem with having a referendum, but not on this short of a notice, not receiving this today. I don't even have a head letter with this, or I got an explanation right now. But I'm just saying I wasn't even aware this was in the making. So for me to commit to it, it's not going to happen.
Yes?
I'm terribly disappointed that you don't want to hear what the community has to say.
I do.
And that's my understanding of what this is. You are asking input, should we or shouldn't we support Monaco and or Flambeau? Whichever way you want to word it. Her idea was wonderful. But you're saying you don't even want input.
Absolutely.
And that
not.
Really bothers me.
You're misunderstanding me. I just became aware of this today. I'm saying is I want more information. Yes, I do want to hear from the constituents.
But you're going to seek out the people who think your way, not necessarily the way other people
Ma'am.
Might think. I've watched you for a while now.
Wow.
Yes, Kate.
Is a possibility to revisit this again?
Yes.
I guess that's what Supervisor Meyer is trying to say, is he'd like some time to think about it, ask some questions, and do some background or research on it.
So this agenda item will appear again.
I don't have a problem with it either in looking into it to see. I guess I've got some questions then for the Monaco Library that I'm hoping that they can answer. You know, they've thrown out numbers of how many people use that. I don't know what it was, 1,300 or something that they say that use it. I don't know if they keep track of who those people are, if we can get that information. Do I have to do an open records request?
Well, the people who use that library and take out a library card have to pay a fee to do that.
Not anymore.
No fee.
But the state discourages that, highly discourages.
So they should have some idea of the people.
Yeah,
it's all electronic. They know who checks it out.
And you know, that type of thing. There's I guess some questions that would need to be answered. So I don't have a problem with putting this on a future agenda.
Deadline is 70 days, I think, according to when Arbivada was doing this.
I don't know.
Yeah, she had written a letter requesting, you know, input back.
What would be the spring ballot?
Well, I think it's 70 days from April 3rd.
Deadlines in which she has to meet for publication and noticing.
As far as this being a surprise, it's been on the agenda since November 30th, so I think we've all had adequate time to be aware of the question here.
That's when the agenda would have been posted.
I know, but I didn't have a copy of the resolution. I didn't have it. Yeah.
So
it's basically what's on the agenda. It's not rocket science.
I guess what I can do is we can I can place it back on an agenda here in, well, we won't be having another meeting in December, but I can place it on an agenda in January. I guess once, you know, Chris, you can let Nancy know when you've got your answers or questions. Bob, if you have any additional, and then we'll place it on another agenda at that time. Yes?
Just a comment. You know, we've lived here a little over 20 years. We first went into the library. It was hopeless. I mean, it was like, I'm just wondering why no money has been given to the Minocqua Flambeau Library to make those improvements.
What we've done is, in the past, we've given them the money that they have requested. You know, I haven't said to them, well, geez, do you need any more or anything, or we're not going to give you any less. We've given them the amounts that they've requested.
Janine was here a while ago.
Yeah, she just was here and then left. Now, this year, they had requested some additional money for a program to allow the ability to take out books through the library system, the Northern Headwaters system, which we included in our budget. I think the libraries in Lac de Flambeau is going to be a topic of several board meetings and budget hearings and everything else in the years to come. So I think more or less it's a start right now. And it was facilitated by Minocqua coming in and saying, we have all these people from Lac de Flambeau that use our library. We want $32,000 for it. Well, kind of caught everybody off guard.
And I kind of think also is the tribe has really held the burden of funding this library.
Yes, they have.
And I think that the dialogue should be opened because they are the largest shareholder of the program. And I would really like to venture into that negotiation and have some type of open forum to find out if there is the ability to work together to expand it in a direction that would make everybody happy. And I would be more than willing to commit to something as long as we knew that the long-term effect was to get it to the level that everybody's looking for.
Yeah.
Again, the only commitment that this resolution is seeking is a commitment to let the people vote on it and let us know what they think. We're not asking for a commitment to funding.
Okay.
If the 70-day deadline, Nancy, and submitting ballots and whatever, that would mean that by either January 23rd or 24th would be the last possible time to have the wording of a advisory referendum to go on.
And we'll have another meeting before then.
But that's what I'm saying is, will there be several different wording versions, like, you know, including just advisory referendum, not this one, or an advisory referendum that says,
I guess,
would we like to get all the entities, the tribe, the town?
I guess we probably don't have the answers for that right now.
Mm-hmm. But you think you might have those answers in time for a 70-day deadline? That's what I'm thinking.
Well, it's going to either be have the answers in the wording for the resolution or for the referendum, or the board decides not to do it, one of the two.
Okay.
If anyone has ideas that they want to share with me, feel free to call.
I just have a question.
Yes.
I'm not real familiar with the Lac de Flambeau Library, I have to admit. I probably never have been there, other than maybe once. Do school children use that library, the children that go to school in Lac de Flambeau?
Yeah.
New management should let her know.
Yeah, they do use it, and actually the library has got a new manager, librarian, what her title is for sure, I guess I don't know, who's overseeing the operations at the library, and she's
trying to improve it.
Yeah, trying to improve it and done some changes already that have helped, so... you know, that's another big factor in this.
It also would be important, I think, to have the library board involved with this process also. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have our own library board, which consists of town and tribal appointed members, so Well, then what I'll do then is there's, I guess, no action taken on this, but we'll place it on a future agenda in January. It would be prior to the deadline that we would have for getting it on as a ballot referendum.
Oh, it'd be 5 days before that, unless you're going to meet January 3rd. The first and the third would be January 3rd?
No.
No, so the next meeting is January 17th?
Well, they aren't set in stone as the first and third Wednesday of the month.
Oh, because of the holiday, it'll probably be the second Wednesday.
Oh, you think it'll be the 10th, okay.
But again, that's not set in stone.
Uh-huh, okay.
All right, well then, I guess we need a motion to adjourn at 1:30.
So moved.
I'll second.
Motion been made and seconded to adjourn at 1:30. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye.